suffering is not a problem. Persist for a little while. When it comes, don't just immediately think, oh no, and then immediately stop. How much suffering have we already experienced? And we've endured all of this suffering. In our lives, we've experienced incredible suffering and we've endured it. So just that our leg is a little bit sore for a little while, endure it for a while. My muscle is burning. Let me repent. Let me try and carry on for a little bit longer. And then when we really can't endure it anymore, then take a rest for a little while. For us, it was the same when we started. In the beginning, our leg would be really paining. However, we were listening to the teachings of His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche. So then we really persisted. We really tried our best to carry on, just to sit and to listen. Oh, it's because I've got so much negative karma. Before, I never meditated. Let me endure this for all sentient beings. Repent and repent and persist like this. And really, after a few days, one's leg will be able to stay there much, much longer without becoming painful. Just think of the labor that people used to endure before. And sitting in meditation really doesn't compare at all. So if you can, sit in cross-leg position. If better, in half lotus, and even better, in full lotus position. And of course, if it's not just the burning of the muscle, if it really feels like it's hurting your leg, don't hurt your leg. Don't do that. In the beginning, start meditating how you like to meditate. However, always bear in mind the 7 points of Varatsana. And gradually, gradually adjust one's body according to the 7 points of Varatsana. And really, the merits of being able to sit in the 7 points of Varatsana are really great. Some of you already know how to meditate and sit in the 7 points of Varatsana. However, the people that are new, take some notes and learn the points of meditation. And with respect to our eyes, look down past your nose, but not at your nose. Look at all the statues or tankas that we see of Sakyamuni Buddha or Amitabha. We can see that they are looking down a little bit as if past their nose. And also, you see that their eyes are open, not closed. Sometimes we think that our mind is clearer if we close our eyes. However, it's much easier to become dull or fall asleep. And then when we're sleeping, what meditating are we doing? Eyes slightly closed, but not completely closed. And our tongue on the palate of our mouth behind our teeth and placed very lightly, very naturally. And so too, our body in the 7 points of Varatsana. Very natural, relaxed. Bring one's shoulders back a little bit, but not forced, not too much. And our hands too. However, our elbows shouldn't touch the sides of our body. And then do the 9 breaths expelling the impure air. And these foundational points are very, very important. Use them in your practice.